Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the dial pad guest line, a three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider, Jerry Rice, who is brought to you by Xfinity. Jerry, good morning and welcome to the show. We're at the Hilton in Santa Clara. We're getting set for Monday Night Football. I was curious, right out of the gate, we were looking at your all-time Monday Night Football statistics. Do you know how many games you played in on Monday night?
No, I really don't. How many?
45.
45 games?
45 games, you caught 254 passes for 4,000 yards and 34 touchdowns on just Monday night games.
That was it.
Jay, that's why we love you, boy. You a cold piece, man. You the coldest, Jay Lover. That's why you the GOAT, a.k.a. the GOAT. Jerry, how do you keep these?
You said 254 passes.
It was 254 receptions.
He's writing this down, by the way.
4,029 yards and 34 touchdowns in 45 Monday night games.
Yeah, I should have doubled that. God, I'm a little disappointed, guys. That, you know what I'm saying?
Jay, we heard you was here at the whole...
Hey, seriously, hey, guys, Monday night football... That was a statement night for me. I love Monday Night Football. I mean, when those two helmets would collide, it was on. It was a mano. And it's statement night. And, Lo, you know that. It's statement night. When you play Monday Night Football, you're making a statement to, you know, the entire world. And we wanted teams to know that, hey, look, if you are going to face the San Francisco 49ers, you better be ready. And it all started like, you know, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, playoffs, Super Bowls. That was it.
Mm. Jerry, last night we heard you at the hotel having dinner. You didn't say hello to your boys. We were looking for you. They said, man, the GOAT is in the building, the GOAT. Hey, Jerry, how does Kyle Shanahan get his team to just want to make sure they just do their job? You know, it's Monday night. Guys want to a little bit extra. What's the message, and how does he keep his team even keel that they don't try to do too much and make mistakes?
Well, Lo, first of all, they're coming off a bye week. They had extra days to really, you know, prepare for the Browns. You know, they really didn't get worked as hard, so they should be good and fresh and ready to go. So, you know, I think the thing is, hey, look, it's up to the players. You know, the coaches, they could design everything. They can put the plays in. But it's up to the players to go out and execute. And if they're not ready for Monday Night Football, they should win this game. They are better than the Browns. So, you know, they should win this football game. So they're just going to have to go out and they're going to have to play together as a team. Yes, you know, the Browns going to challenge them because this team is 2-2 right now. And, you know, they feel like they can come in here and get a win. But the Niners, this is a very important game for them. This is a statement game, and they should win this football game.
Jerry, when you look at Kyle Shanahan and his play calling, do you see a guy with an extra week to prepare for a Cleveland team? Do you see Shanahan as having a big advantage in this game?
Oh, without a doubt, because it's like, okay, the running game. We have a better running game. They're not going to be able to, you know, block that defensive line of the San Francisco 49ers. You know, Bosa, all of these guys, Ford, you know, Buckner, all of these guys, they're not going to be able to, you know, be able to block those players. So we have an advantage on offense. We have an advantage on defense. And, you know, it's just going to be up to Kyle Shanahan to, you know, put it on paper. These players then going to have to go out there and they just going to have to play their best football.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of all those Monday night games you played in, are there any memories that come right to the forefront when you think back on that career? Any Monday night game that stands out in particular?
Well, the third game of my rookie season, that's when I pretty much took over for Freddie Solomon and those guys. And that was my coming out game against the Los Angeles Rams. And I think I had over 10 catches, three touchdowns in that game, over 200-some yards. So that was my statement game. And after that, you know, I was always primed for Monday Night Football. I mean, I had to control my emotions. I prepared a certain way all week long. Now I just had to take that to the football field. And once those helmets hit together, I knew it was showtime.
Jerry, you was a bad man. Hey, Jay, when do you know when you're in that groove? If guys like Samuels is going to be in that mood, if guys, you know, when you watch different guys, Goodwin, what's that mode when you say, okay, I'm there. I feel it. What is it? What's that like to be in that moment with that outer body where you just can know that it's your night, the stage is right, the lights are bright, and when Jay Lover would just take over?
Well, look, the first thing, I wanted to have physical contact. So if it was a run play, I was going to smack the defensive back in his mouth. I was going to let him know that I'm ready to play football. So if it was blocking or something like that coming off the line of scrimmage, I wanted to, you know, establish myself right from play one. Now, all of a sudden, now it's all about, you know, just getting that first catch. Once you get that first catch and you get in, get the rhythm and, you know, you've been banged around, knocked around a little bit, you're ready to go. Now it's all about, you know, just execution, route running, getting separation, catching the ball, and just turning it into your own little playground. And that was something I was always able to do, you know, and maybe because of the way I prepared all week long, got myself ready for the game, but I knew the opportunities that I was going to have in that football game. And I was, you know, going to make sure that that I made the play. That was important to keep the chains moving, keep that momentum going. But, you know, just to keep myself in rhythm, that was very important.
Does the same thing apply then in reverse to Baker Mayfield? Do the 49ers want to go out there and make him feel uncomfortable under these brightest of lights?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. That's why I'm saying that offensive line can't block that defensive line of the Niners. They're going to have to put pressure on him. And I'm sure with Baker Mayfield and those receivers, they're probably going to want to try to attack Richard Sherman. They want to go after the safeties and do all that. But it's up to that defensive line to make him feel uncomfortable back there and just put pressure on him.
Jerry Rice joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know, we're about a little over a month into the season. First season in NFL history where we've had the ability to throw challenge flags and review pass interference between receivers and defensive backs. What do you think of this? Are you in favor of being able to challenge pass interference?
I hate it. I think it slows down the game. You know, certain things, yeah, you know, officials going to be able to call, but it's like when the coaches have that option of going back and reviewing that, you know, just and then throw the flag. I just, you know, I understand if it was, you know, something that was real blatant or something like that and the officials made the call. But I don't like that rule at all. I think it slows down the game.
Jerry, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, if you happen to be on that team, take me through what they would need to do to have success against this vaunted Niner defense. Tell us how they need to try to have success to make this to be competitive and also pull off a win.
Well, just like I said, Lo, they're going to go after the cornerbacks. They're going to go after the safeties. And I think also what they want to do, too, is that they want to be able to basically control the defense of the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, they got some playmakers on the outside, and they're going to try to get the ball in the hands of their playmakers. But, you know, if they feel like they, you know, I think they feel if they can do that, if they can attack those corners, attack those safeties, and let their playmakers go to work, you know, they have a chance.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, and 95.7 The Game football insider, the incomparable Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, guys, I'm all fired up. You can tell I'm fired up right now. It's Monday Night Football. It's showtime. And like I said, the Niners should win this football game. This is a statement night for them. And, yeah, you know, you know, what if they lose the game? But it's almost like, Lo, you know this. This is what it's all about. I'm ready to start drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay. You know, Jerry, you got
I want to drink the Kool-Aid right now, okay? It's up to the Niners to go and get this game tonight.
Hey, Jerry, why don't you come down and to the stadium and when they're warming up, you're going to walk around and let them see you and maybe come out in some short and let them think, hey, Jerry might be playing. That would definitely make some fear get in them, right?
Lo, the only thing about that, I'm going to be out there in my suit and my tennis shoes, and I'll be catching balls and doing all that. Just watch me.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing it, man. I'm bringing back some memories. And I might just, you know, if I had known that you guys were going to be at the Hilton, I would have dropped in. You know, plus I would have brought my goat fuel and everything.
Oh, yeah. Jerry, we wish we had it. We wish we had some of that goat fuel, bro.
I would have had you guys all pumped up and ready to go, you know, just like I am right now. I'm ready. You know, if I could put that uniform on right now and get back on that football field, well, yeah, I still got about 20 catches in me or 80 catches or something like that, Lo. You know what I'm saying? If I can get back on that field tonight, man, I would do it in a heartbeat, man.
Good stuff. Good stuff as always. Well, Jerry, enjoy the game tonight, and we look forward to talking again soon.
All right, guys. Take care now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.